Love the Emperor, for he is the salvation of mankind. Obey his words, for he will lead you into the light of the future. Heed his wisdom, for he will protect you from evil. Whisper his prayers with devotion, for they will save your soul. Honor his servants, for they speak in his voice. Tremble before his majesty, for we all walk in his immortal shadow. Welcome to the Regimental Vox, a podcast dedicated to all things Warhammer and wargaming in general. I am your host and Vox operator for the evening, Caleb Meyer. It is Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. This is episode 55. It has been almost 2 months since I last recorded an episode. Holy shit. Yeah, actually, double checking it. Last date. September 17th was the last time one was uploaded to the channel. Holy shit. I don't know. Okay, for starters, I'm sorry. Like, I just want to apologize to anybody who does listen to this regularly, or I hope you'll continue to again. I did put up a little video on my Facebook page the other day about the hiatus and stuff. There's not a whole lot to it other than a whole lot of life at once. And not necessarily all bad things in life, just a whole lot of life. You know, just a whole lot of shit went down all at the same time. And there's a lot of good stuff. Krista and I have a new house, and it's a great fucking house. This house is pretty fucking spectacular. We actually have regular fucking functioning internet. Holy shit. There's a lot of things that have improved in many ways. But, you know, there was a lot of problems a couple months back when I was really sick, and that caused some delays and issues with recording and stuff. Admittedly, I still have a little bit of, I'm not certain if it'll ever go away. I still have a little bit of some sinus crap and, chest crap, just crap, a bunch of bullshit and crap, since being really, really sick. You'll hear me still sniffle that. And admittedly, I still work third shift out fucking side. Out fucking side. It's one fucking word. Whatever. Out fucking side. It's if you live in the Midwest, you've seen this shit. It's acting like it's fucking January outside. It is cold as shit. It is snowy as fuck. And driving is garbage. It's just fucking awful. So it's been weird. It has been weird. I mean, I've been, you know, I'm oh shit, I almost forgot how fucking old I was for a moment. I'm 33 years old, and I've lived in this state my entire life, and I've seen winters come, I've seen them go, this has just been the weirdest fucking thing. For most of my memory, like as far as from my teen years up until now, for the most part, we have not had a major snowfall until, like I said, January. We might have a random one-off thing that is gone the next day where it just melts off, but this shit looks like it's here to stay. And it sucks. It is fucking garbage. So, hot garbage. But it is what it is. So, Anywho, though, I'm getting off topic and getting tangential, which everybody knows is what I do because I'm a fucking ranty motherfucker. But yeah, the point is that, you know, a whole lot of things happened at once. We were moving into this new house, settling into it, getting, just going through the process of packing stuff. And we haven't even moved everything. In fact, most of the Warhammer shit still isn't at this new house. And that's just, we have a plan overall. We're going to try and basically get some stuff to organize the shit so that as it comes over, it can go straight to shelves and not stay in boxes and not end up all over the place, because that's staying at my dad's. That's what the fuck was going on, is I had models downstairs, upstairs, in the loft, I had some models in the goddamn kitchen, like literally in kitchen cupboards and shit, and just chilling out, you know, fucking mannequin sitting next to the fucking cereal. And it's just because part of it was because I have a lot of shit. But another part of it is just because there's no real super convenient storage over there. So we don't want to make that same mistake with our place. But yeah, you know, we've just been busier than fuck. She's been really pushing me to get back into it. And, admittedly, part of it too, though, is that once you get into this weird habit, and it's a bad habit, where you go, all right, well, you know, and it started when I was sick, where it's like, okay, well, I'm really fucking sick, so I don't want to do anything, you know. I just want to sit in my chair and maybe play a game and maybe go to sleep or whatever else. You find yourself, you know, gaming on your computer all fucking day. Not necessarily all day, like, just glued to it, but, you know, you find that that's what you want to spend your time doing then. Because it's just way fucking easier. And especially with how busy I've been and stuff. In fact, I'm still really fucking busy, admittedly, but like I said, she's been pushing me, not in like a naggy fashion. You know, I don't want to give that impression at all. Pushing is not even the right word. I would say she's been mega fucking supportive, because she's pretty fucking ballet as fuck. So, it's been rough, you know? And then when I have the free time, it's like, okay, I could paint, I could build, although admittedly, once again, I don't have a whole lot of stuff here, but we'll get into, that a little bit here. Or I could work on the podcast. And finding those little tidbits of time where I had an option to do something, I just got lazy, you know, with what little free time I had available for that sort of stuff. And not saying it was always a laziness thing. I'm saying that in those brief moments in time, those pockets in time where it was like, I don't have anything to do, and I'm awake for once. I got this time span here. I can do something that I've been wanting to do. Productive, but of my choosing. You know, painting, hobbying, and the podcast, etc. And you just find yourself going, I'll just game. Maybe for like 20 minutes or something, then I'll get to it. But then you end up spending that hour of free time playing on the computer instead. And then you're like, well, I don't really have time to get into shit now. So you don't. Now that we're getting things settled in, I was going to say I have more free time. Actually, it's completely false. I have far less free time right now because of my job at the moment. We have a mandatory 12-hour workday going on right now, and it's 5 days a week too. So, you know, working third shift, trying to get sleep and fit in the things and people. That's the biggest thing, fitting in the people. You know, fitting in the things, if I didn't have to, you know, if I was single and didn't have children and stuff like that, whatever, you know, I could just sleep as I want and do whatever the fuck I want. And I'm not complaining about having these other people in my life. They're mega important to me. This is not a complaint at all about that. This is more of a complaint about working too goddamn much. So don't get me wrong. That paycheck is going to be fucking killer when I get it. But until then, this fucking blows. Big floppy donkey dick. So, but anywho, I've been ranting about it for a little bit, but once again, I just want to apologize to everybody out there who listens to this podcast. I know I've talked to a few people in my local area, and a couple people online who seemed excited that I was going to be bringing it back. I hate saying bringing it back because it makes it sound like I had an intention to stop, where it was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to stop doing the podcast and maybe someday I'll come back to it. No. You know, it just, like I said, shit happened. I had bad things happen just before big but busy good things. And even though now things are really busy for me, they're stable busy. I guess is the best way of putting it, in that now it's like, okay, all I have at this point as it stands is, you know, I have my kids on certain days or whatever. But beyond that, I work for 12 hours a day. We don't have any more house stuff going on right now. You know, we've got most of the important things, which actually reminds me of something I need to follow up on again. You know, I need a dining table, and I was supposed to get one in here the week we moved in, but some shit happened, so I haven't been able to move it yet. I got to take care of that. But anyway, once again, I just want to apologize to everybody out there who listens, and I hope you keep listening. I hope you know, think about bringing some of your friends in on this action. I'm gonna keep on pushing with this, and you know, I've said it before, phrase wise, but harden the paint. I've missed doing this for the past, you know, like I said, it's been almost 2 months. You know, time just kind of slipped by as a bunch of shit was going on. So, but I've missed doing this, and I look forward to doing it some more. So, yeah, once again, I'm sorry for the delays. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And I hope, like I said, that you stick around, bring your friends in, you know. I hope they're not the easily offended. I did manage last night to piss off some people, apparently, by posting a off-color meme. Sorry, but not sorry at the same time. You know, at the end of the day, if you're offended by my, you know, I just want to say this before we get into it, I guess. If you are offended by my language, my mannerisms, etc., then this podcast isn't the fuck for you. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but, you know, this is who I am. This is how I like to be. You know, I'm a rather colorful character, as pretty much anybody who has ever met me can attest to. You know, and the better you get to know me, the more, the deeper down the well you'll realize it goes. I'm a pretty offensive human being, but everything offensive is in a joking fashion. You know, everything, because life is fucking tragic and hilarious in equal measures. So it's too fucking short to get your panties in a twist over bullshit. Although it's 2019, so maybe that's an offensive statement to make because it sounds sexist. So don't get your undergarments in a twist. Yeah, we'll go with that. Don't get your undergarments in a twist. Whatever garments you choose to wear, whether, you know, whatever you're, yeah. I'm not even going down that fucking road. Fuck it. That's just going to cause a whole can of worms, I'm sure. But either way, I'm sorry if you're offended, but I'm not changing shit. And I am sorry, but I'm also not sorry. I find censorship I mean, this is, you know, oh, you shouldn't be offended by things, but I find censorship offensive in many ways. In particular, hypocritical censorship. It is what it is, you know. I even got the post deleted off of this group and stuff that I'd posted it on. I harbor no ill will towards any of the admins. I've only met a couple of them personally. But yeah, I harbor no ill will towards any or whoever decided to go ahead and just delete the fucking thing. You know, I don't. It's all good. You know, I've played games with at least one of them, and I think Chris has played a game with one of the other admins. And in fact, admittedly, I suspect it's the admin who probably deleted it because he was commenting on the thing and stuff. But he seemed like a cool guy and stuff. So once again, there's zero ill will here in any capacity as far as that goes. I just find it funny that, you know, the moral minority telling the majority what is right and what is acceptable and what is permissible is bullshit. You know, as far as this, again, this not the admins, but the couple people I saw who commented bitching and moaning about being offended, while I see another meme that's got gore all over it and stuff, and that was tolerated, but mine was one of those porn memes. You don't see any porn, you know, there's no, all, everything is fully censored. You know, you don't see anything. And even if you did, who the fuck cares? You know, you've got bits, I've got bits, she's got bits, everybody's got bits. So, fuck it. But it's all the same, it's fully censored, and then people are, whoa, God, titties, oh shit! You know, and once again, it's just suggestive of sexual stuff. So, whatever. I'm getting way off the fucking rails here. Either way, point is, if you're listening to this and you're offended, fuck you. And I'm sorry. And I hope that you come back and listen to me. But I really don't at the same time. And that's not to say, go fuck yourself. That's just to say, you know, if it makes your life that fucking difficult to listen to me, to see my page, and you just can't, you just shit bricks over everything you see that I do and say or whatever else, that's a terrible way to live your life. Your life fucking sucks, you know, and I don't want to impose that on you. So let's do each other a favor. You go play with your toys over there. I'll go play with my toys over here. But you know what? I will say this much. If you want to get a game in, once I got things stabilized with having my Warhammer shit at the house here and stuff, but if you want to get a fucking game in, and we can all be adults, you know, game time wise and stuff, let's fucking do it live, you know? Unless you, I meet you in person and we, it turns out that you're just a big dick and we don't like each other and everything else. Okay, fine. Well, whatever. But, until you've met me personally and we've hung out and we've, rolled some dice, shot the shit, and maybe shared a beer or two. Well, not directly shared it, 'cause that's just fucking weird. You know, now that I think about it, the phrase even share a beer, you don't share your beer. You know, like, you might give somebody a can of beer or a bottle of beer or pour a beer for them, but you're not going to just be like, yo, bro, I've been sucking on this beer. Put this in your mouth now. You know, it's no. Okay. Anywho, point is that if you want to get together, play some fucking games and, you know, and hang out and shoot the shit and stuff, let's fucking do it, you know? But otherwise, if what you hear and what you see from me offends you too much, that you just can't stand the thought of even being in the same room, cool, that's fine. Then fuck it, go away. You know, I'm not going to stop doing this podcast. I'm not going to change the way I do the podcast and everything else, just to please your, you know, sorry, offended ass. It's just as simple as that, you know. But once again, this isn't even a personal thing at all. You know, I don't know these people personally. And I'm not calling them out in terms of them themselves. I'm not like, oh, these people are dicks. I don't fucking know them. But I'm saying that that kind of, you know, that kind of action, that kind of policing the morality of others, especially when it's already very much censored and everything else, it's just not cool. So, you know, overall, I think all's fair in love and war and joking and everything else, with the one exception really being hate speech. You know, you got to draw. There's got to be a line drawn in the sand somewhere. So, but anywho, I think that's it as far as my introduction shit. Holy shit, it's already been 20 fucking minutes, and Chris is gonna be home in about an hour. Will, fuck me sideways with a broom. Not because I don't want to see her, but that means... Well, you get it. So, anywho, let's take a break quick. When I come back, we're going to go over some Warhammer shit. Believe it or not, because this is still a Warhammer podcast. We're going to go over some Warhammer shit. I'm going to talk about some shit I recently picked up. And we're gonna dive in a little bit. There's some preview shit on the Sisters of Battle. So, anywho, I will catch you guys on the flip side of the break.
You're listening to The Regimental Vox. Follow The Regimental Vox on social media by going to facebook.com/TheRegimentalVoxPodcast or on Twitter @RegimentalVox. Like what you're hearing? You can help support the show for as little as $1 a month by going to patreon.com/TheRegimentalVox today.
Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. So we're going to go over a few things of the Warhammer variety because, once again, this is a Warhammer podcast. Obviously, a lot of things have happened in the past 2 months. I'm not going to cover all that shit. You know, we're just going to pick up where we're at and kind of go from there. So, you know, I will say as much as going that things have been rather interesting in the competitive scene and everything with, you know, Iron Hands and all that shit. And that's all the more I'm going to say on the subject for now, because once again, I'm not going to go back 2 fucking months and go through everything. So yeah, any hoozles, let's get into it. So, for starters, I actually saw earlier today, for those of you of the PC gaming variety, just going to throw this out here, that Humble Bundle, but it's through like their store. It's not a bundle. They've got, but they do have a bundle thing going on too. But anywho, they have a bunch of Warhammer PC games on sale right now, like a whole shit ton. I'm going to look through it a little bit more myself. For the most part, I own almost all of the Warhammer computer games. Hell, somewhere in a box at my dad's house, I even have, like, the old Warhammer Fantasy Battles Dark Omen game and shit. I don't have Shadow of the Horned Rat, though, oddly enough. I loved that game way back when. Hard as fuck, but it was fun. But yeah, you can check that out right now at the Humble Bundle store and pick some stuff up. So I'm kind of looking actually at Space Hulk Tactics personally, because it's A, mega on sale, and B, one of the few things I don't own. So, and I know a lot of the Warhammer games get a lot of garbage. I think most of them are better than some people give them credit for. Some of them, though, not so much. I will say that, like, I picked up Inquisitor Martyr at one point, because I was like, man, I just really want to play this damn thing, and it's just not good. I have not played it since they did, like, their major 2.0 update thing that supposedly changed tons of shit to make it better, so it might be a lot better now, but I'm just not in a big rush, because it just wasn't good to begin with, you know, so, Chaos Bane, I've heard similar things from, and what it just seems, for whatever reason, making a good ARPG style, you know, like a hack slash Diablo clone type of game based on Warhammer, is seemingly impossible for people, and I don't know why. The universe is large enough, both the
you know, 40K and fantasy slash AOS universes are large enough that you can come up with something, but they just seem to be obsessed with fucking things up. So, but it is what it is. Now, that being said, they do have an audio bundle, Voices of Heresy 2019. And I should mention that the sale I mentioned, the Warhammer Week thing, is only good for a couple more days, I think. The Voices of Heresy by the Black Library, that is good for almost 2 full weeks, a little over 2 full weeks, actually. 14 days, 20 hours, 48 minutes, and 36 seconds as of right now. So, you know, they've got that going on. I'm going to consider picking this up. Admittedly, there's a bunch of stuff in here that I already either own the audio version of, or I have read the actual book. But there's also plenty here that I haven't. And, you know, when you break down the cost, for $18 or more, you get how many things here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. So 21 different audiobooks for $18. And then a Black Library audio sampler on top of that, too. So I don't know what the hell's on that. So I guess 22. It's pretty cool. So it's got extracts from 6 different books. So they're just extracts, though. But that's pretty cool. So there's just a fuck ton there. And like I said, even when you take off the things that I've already read the books for, you know, the actual paper books or listen to the audiobooks, there's still plenty there that I haven't listened to or read. And for that kind of cost is pretty nuts. So check that out. If you have not read any of the Horus Heresy in any capacity, you have missed the fuck out. But what's great with this whole thing is they do have the first one, the Horus Rising book, so you can get the ball rolling. In fact, they have the whole first trilogy available. If you spend at least the $10, you'll get the entire trilogy, the original trilogy, going. So definitely check that shit out. Really good shit. So, in other news, with AOS, the Feast of Bones set came out not that long ago. Sold out pretty much every fucking place. And that's got the new Ogre Maw Tribes and the Ossiarch Bone Reapers in it. I actually, this past weekend, managed to pick one up. And I picked one up pretty cheaply. It was the last one at my local gaming store, which, actually, extra local, I should add. One of the local stores opened a second location, and it is way fucking closer and way more convenient for me. Even if I hadn't moved, moving just made it even more convenient for me. So I've now gone from being about 30, 40 minutes, probably closer to 40, 45 minutes away from my closest local gaming store to being about 10, 15 at best, away. So, pretty fucking nice, to have that, option. So they just opened this past, Friday, I think it was. But yeah, I picked up the Feast of Bones set. I really wanted those Bone Reapers, you know. I'm still not 100% decided what I'm going to do with the Ogre Maw Tribes. I may try selling them. I may try painting them and then selling them. I may end up going, you know, I was going to go ahead and do at least one of each Grand Alliance in AOS. That would complete that. You know, I would have a Destruction Force then. So, I had one left. And I snagged that fucker. So, which is pretty cool. So, let's see here. They have the Black Library Weekender. It revealed a ton of stuff. They showed off 2 new models, 2 new miniatures, Valerian and Alea. So you've got an Adeptus Custodes as well as a Sisters of Silence model. Both of them look pretty cool overall. I'm personally a little mixed bag on the look of the Custode dude.
Valerian. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the way they painted him to some degree. Both of them, admittedly, I kind of wish they had a little bit more of a dynamic pose going on. But it is what it is. I think the Sisters of Silence model, Alea, I think that looks better, personally. But that's just me. So, and then they, announced a whole shit ton of books. So, I'm not going to go through everything that they've announced. But I do want to point out that they are bringing back some classic shit. There is going to be a new Last Chancers novel coming out called Armageddon Saint. If you are newer to 40K, you probably have no idea what the Last Chancers are. And also, too, you probably aren't familiar with things like, the Dirty Dozen and shit like that. Because you're probably younger, I would guess. But not that I'm that old, but still. Either way, The Last Chancers was a pretty cool novel series that they used to even have models and rules for it. Basically, the idea behind it is it's like a suicide squad of some Imperial Guardsmen that basically fucked up, and they get like a last chance. They get put in the suicide squad. Where the idea is that you're going to go do these missions, and if you survive, they will let you go. You know, like, it's your last chance, once again. That otherwise, you'll end up in a penal legion, or executed, or turned into a servitor, or whatever other fucking horrible thing the Imperium has planned for you. You're a criminal element, and so... it's a pretty cool book series. But what I'm really excited for personally is that they are bringing back Demonifuge, in a full color, graphic novel, style. They are redoing that, which is awesome, as well as, putting out a, new entry into that whole series. Ephriel Stern, the Heretic Saint, will be coming out as well. So, that's pretty fucking cool. I actually did, on a side note, I heard about a book earlier today that I had not heard of before, and I would like to pick it up now. I kind of wish it was available in audio format, but it is not. But apparently there's a Sisters of Battle book called Infernal Requiem, or Requiem Infernal? I think it's Requiem Infernal. I had never heard of this before today. It came out earlier this year, sometime last year. I don't even remember. But I heard, just the best fucking things about it. So I definitely want to check that out personally. We shall have to see if I can get my hands on that at some point. So, once again, they've got a whole bunch of other shit. They, announced some more stuff in the that's continuing the horror line. They have also a bunch of audio dramas, Necromunda stuff, AOS stuff, and then what was the other big thing? They're actually putting out a whole series. Warhammer Horror has been pretty good and doing well, so they're putting out Warhammer Crime. Which I think will be kind of interesting, because if you've ever read like Eisenhorn or Ravener, and I've talked about Eisenhorn before as being probably the Eisenhorn trilogy is probably the best thing the Black Library has ever put out. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do so. But it's really fucking good shit. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with that Warhammer Crime thing in turn. So. Like I said, lots of cool stuff going on there. Can't wait for a lot of this shit to come out. But, in other news, I think it's available now. Let me pull this up here and double check. Is it available now? Yes, it is. Dered Gabo. If you haven't seen this model yet, he's pretty fucking cool. It's a limited edition. It's a Gretchen. Wearing like you know, Santa Claus hat and trench coat and shit. It looks ridiculous, but it's really fucking cool at the same time. Usually, like, holiday limited edition models and stuff, I'm like, eh. But this one, actually, I think is pretty fucking cool looking. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely give that a look. You know, a little peeky-doo. So, but, and then as far as pre-orders go, we got a pretty big week coming up here with releases. So we're going to have, for starters, going back a little bit to Black Library-related stuff, quite a few books coming out. Including the new limited edition version of The First Wall, which is the next book in the Siege of Terra series, which is cool. The putting out the paperback edition, it looks like, of the Solar War, the first book in the series. And then there's like a Tyranid's Base omnibus and a bunch of Sisters of Battle related audio dramas and ebooks and all that good jazzaroo. There's going to be a release of some Warhammer Underworld stuff. The Rip of Snarl Fangs, which is like the wolf riding goblin dudes. As well as a little box set called Champions of Dreadfane, which is actually, it's a handful of models from like the oh, crap, I forgot the name of it now even. No, it's not the Tempest of Souls, is it? Stormstrike? I think it's Stormstrike. The smallest box that they put out for AOS that had, like, the Nighthawk versus the Stormcast dudes. This one's even smaller. It's just a squad. Oh, it's just four Mirrorborn Banshees and three Castigators. I think that's their... No, are those Castigators? I don't fucking remember. Sequiturs, my bad. I don't play Underworld, so whether this is a great dealio or not, I don't know. I'll just be perfectly honest. I don't play Underworlds. I can't tell you if that's a great deal. So, but the biggest thing is that we're going to have, there's going to be two new Start Collecting boxes, Vanguard Space Marines, and then Chaos Space Marines. So it's basically taking the Shadow Spear box set and boom, boom, splitting it up. So if you missed out before or looking to get more stuff added into your force, cool. But these are probably better for just people who don't already have a bunch of shit going on. Hence, Start Collecting. And then we also have the next book in the Psychic Awakening series, Faith and Fury, which is looking pretty cool. There's going to, you know, they're adding in the Black Templars, and all sorts of other cool shit. There's supposedly a ton of factions in this, including like Emperor's Children and such. From what I've gathered, it sounds like they're going to have really small sections in the book. So I don't foresee us getting the, you know, the Black Legion style treatment or anything for Emperor's Children, and I think, you know, there was World Eaters and stuff too, so that's a shame, but hopefully someday, once again, I'm hoping, you know, Fulgrim and all that jazzaroo. And they also have this really, really badass looking new Chaos Sorcerer coming out, just fucking nuts looking. GW continues to put out some pretty fucking stellar models. Even some of the ones I'm not crazy about are still pretty cool. Once again, like the Valerian and Alea there. I've heard some people, I was listening to Signals from the Frontline, I think it was last night, and they were complaining about the new Sisters of Battle tanks just going, you know, they're 240K, as they described them. And I say, bullshit, no such thing. There probably is. They are ridiculous looking, because, you know, you got these giant stained glass canopies, which... Admittedly, if you were riding into battle and you got this giant plate of glass just chilling out in front of your face, the first fucking explosion that goes off is going to shatter that shit all over you. So it is ridiculous. But it's fucking cool. The Exorcist with the organ with all the missiles sticking out of all the pipes and stuff too. Fucking baller as shit. So, but that being said, it's finally here. It is here. It is coming. Sisters of Battle. The Sisters of Battle army set will be available on, let's see here, November 29th. Okay, so Black Friday. Oof. Interesting. An interesting choice. I think last year they did Blackstone Fortress. So, yeah, if I remember correctly, because it was like Blackstone Friday Fortress thing. Meh. Anywho, Blackstone Fortress Friday. Whatever the fuck. Rebecca Black Friday. Yeah. See what I did there? Anywho, point is, fucking Sisters of Battle finally coming out. There's going to be an army set. It's going to have the Codex and 25 models. And holy shit, do these look amazing. They put out some rules preview stuff too that actually has caused a little bit of a stir for some people, from what I've been reading online. I'll talk about that here in a bit. But I just got to say, these models, holy fuck, I want so bad. I want everything that GW puts out for the most part. But there are some things more than others. Sisters of Battle, my brother's been really excited about them. And I gotta say, I've vacillated back and forth and back and forth. What's gonna be my next 40K army? After seeing these models and seeing a little bit of rules preview stuff and whatnot, I think I want to get in on this shit. Like, Sisters of Battle, you know, the nuns with guns. And there's some other terms that I'm not going to use. I may be offensive, but there are lines to be drawn in the sand once again. They are looking brutal as fuck. The artwork that they've put out for this release, just nuts. Beautiful artwork. And I know the artwork doesn't affect the models or the game, but yeah, I honestly think it's some of the best fucking artwork that they've put out for anything. It's really cool looking. So, I don't have a price point personally. I think I've seen a price point. I'm going to take a look here. Let's see if we can find an answer. Rumor has it, about $210. We'll see if that pans out or not. But when you consider the cost of a codex and you got 25 models included, that doesn't seem too bad, actually. Depending on, I don't remember what all models are included, especially if there's any vehicles in there too. That's going to be probably a pretty good deal, I would think, overall. So, I will say this much. Christmas is coming. And if anybody out there is listening who is like, you know, I really love this podcast. And I'm going to go over to Patreon and I'm going to sign up and start donating money through Patreon to this podcast. And then I really want to go ahead and I want to do something special for Caleb because he's a sexy motherfucker and he's kind of cool. So I'm going to buy him that army set. By all means, you know, go for it. That's totally fine. Particularly if you happen to be a listener and your name starts with a K and ends with a Rista, then yes, just so we're aware. Caleb Meyer would not mind having this for Christmas. Just saying. So, but anyway, going to take another quick break here. And after the break, going to quickly go over the preview stuff for the Sisters of Battle. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Regimental Vox. Follow the Regimental Vox on social media by going to facebook.com/theRegimentalVoxPodcast or on Twitter at Regimental Vox. Like what you're hearing? You can help support the show for as little as $1 a month by going to patreon.com/theRegimentalVox today.
Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. This is going to be the last part of the episode here. We're going to go ahead and cover the little preview thing that we got today, I think it was. Yes, today for the Sisters of Battle. Before I get into that, though, I do want to say that I actually did find, randomly, I wasn't even looking for it, but I did find a picture of the contents of the army set. So it's got the codex, and it also has Adeptus Sororitas data cards and Miracle Dice. They're just regular plain fucking dice, though, by the looks of it. We'll get into what Miracle Dice actually means, though, here in a minute. And as far as the models themselves are concerned, it contains one Canonist, 10 Battle Sisters, 5 Seraphim, 1 Repentia Superior, 4 Repentia, 3 Arcoflagellants, and then 1 Penitent Engine. So, if that rumored price point is true, this is a pretty good deal still overall, I would think, given the average cost that GW's got going with a lot of the kits nowadays. And this is literally me just spitballing here, but you got 2 character models. Those are going to typically average around $30 pop. So you got like $60 there. You got the Penitent Engine, probably $50-$60 for that, I would, you know, estimate. We'll go on the high end because, well, Games Workshop, you know, GW bucks are expensive. So $120. You know, the Squad of Battle Sisters would probably be another $60 box set, roughly. So there's $180. Then, yeah, you got your Repentia still, the Arcoflagellants, the Seraphim, the Codex, the Data Cards, all that still unaccounted for there. So, yeah, overall, it's probably still a pretty good deal. So, but anywho, yeah, I just wanted to cover that quick since I didn't have that before the break there. But today, they showed off some of the preview stuff, and from what I've gathered online, some people are kind of a little salty and shitty about it. I don't quite understand why. To some degree, I mean, power creep is obviously a problem. Codexes get more powerful than the previous codexes that came out, and it just keeps going and going until the only way to stay competitive is to have the newest codex. And that's not necessarily good for balance purposes. But I highly suspect that, especially with Psychic Awakening going on, that we're going to be looking at a lot of 2.0 codexes for a lot of armies. And probably in relation to, there's been rumors for a while now on a 9th edition, possibly in 2020. So when you consider the fact that, you know, 8th edition is a few years old, and the last big FAQ was like, well, 8th edition is good. You know, we're not fucking around with shit. And then all these new codexes coming out that introduce new ideas to them. I wouldn't be surprised if we either are looking at a 9th edition or at least like an 8.5 sort of deal. But we're not here to discuss that necessarily. It just ties in with the, you know, Space Marines release or even this, the Adeptus Sororitas Sisters of Battle release here. So the thing that a lot of people are kind of shitty about is this Miracle Dice thing. So Miracle Dice, the way they're going to work is basically each time you complete a certain act of a sorts, a certain thing happens in the game, you'll get a die. You'll get a die. And by the sounds of it, you'll roll the die, and whatever that value is, you're going to set that die aside into a pool. So, you know, for example here, one of the actions, I'll just go through all the actions here quick. You have Vengeance, a unit from your army with the Acts of Faith ability destroys an enemy unit. Sacrifice a character unit from your army with the Axe of Faith ability is destroyed. Purity, a psychic power is resisted by a unit from your army with the Axe of Faith ability without performing an act of faith to do so. And lastly, Valor. You roll an unmodified 1 for a morale test taken for a unit with the Axe of Faith ability without performing an act of faith to do so. So, what you're going to do then is you meet any of those conditions, you're going to roll a die. And let's say you get a 6, whatever. Doesn't fucking matter really, but let's say you get a 6. You're going to set that 6 aside into a pool of die. At that point it would be dice because it's plural. Unless you ask GW, then it doesn't matter. Singular or plural, it's all fucking dice. Then what you're going to do is if at any point during the game that you need a certain roll, say you need that 6. They even give an example. You hit a high-value enemy target with an attack that inflicts D6 damage and it has 6 wounds left. You know, you could give it a chance. You could roll the die. You could use a command reroll and, you know, hope that you get that 6 anyways. Or you can just reach over to your miracle dice pool, grab that 6 that's in there, and boom, that's what you rolled. You just get a 6. If you roll a 1, when you get the die, you get a 1 added to your pool. And then you just get to keep that pool. It sounds like it just keeps building throughout the game. There's a similar mechanic with the Disciples of Tzeentch and Age of Sigmar. If you are unfamiliar with, Age of Sigmar, it works pretty much identically, from what I recall. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are really fucking salty saying that this is bullshit, basically, that these Sisters of Battle are going to have this very powerful ability. Now, while I do agree that it is a very powerful ability, I also think it's a very unique thing that will be available to the Sisters of Battle. And at the end of the day, we've all bitched and moaned throughout 8th edition that power armor armies are not that good. They tend to be overcosted points-wise, and power armor with the way AP works in 8th edition and stuff, power armor doesn't... You might as well be wearing a paper bag, just the same as a guardsman. You're fucked either way, basically. It just doesn't make a damn difference, typically speaking. So, now with the Space Marine release, they did a lot of new things, like transhuman physiology and everything else, to make it so that power armor models actually had a chance, or particularly like Primaris Marines with the 2 wounds apiece, for even just your standard Primaris Marine plus transhuman physiology. And then depending on what, if you're rolling Iron Hands, you've got that, 5-up feel no pain or whatever else it is. So there's a lot of different ways that Space Marines got super defensible. I don't foresee them doing that with Sisters of Battle. They did do a little bit, which we'll get into here in a moment. They did do that a little bit with them to toughen them up. But they're going to fold a lot faster than Space Marines in comparison, I suspect. So I think that that's kind of a unique way to put out another power armor army without it just being Space Marines with boobs. I think it's really going to go out of the way to separate the two of them. Beyond that, you also have the Sacred Rites, which this is the part that I was kind of talking about that ties in with like the Space Marine re-release and what I personally think we'll be foreseeing for all codexes coming out henceforth is... seeing this whole, all right, if you build an army from, well, I shouldn't necessarily say all codexes, because some codexes, like Necrons, for example, they don't have an ally option. Orcs don't have an ally. Tau don't have an ally. So those codexes, they'll have to come up with something a little different. But all these codexes that have, the ability to soup and stuff like Imperium and Chaos and even now Tyranid, Hive Mind Forces stuff, they're going to have these mechanics where if you build your whole army out of one codex, we're going to give you a bonus. with Space Marines. They did it through the combat doctrines with Adeptus Sororitas. They're doing it through these sacred rites. So the way this is going to work is build a whole army out of just this codex. And at the start of the battle, you can pick one of six sacred rites to activate. Or you can, rather than choosing, you can roll dice. You roll two dice and you get both both sacred rites that it generates at random. Now, I don't know whether it's going to give you the ability to, like, re-roll if you roll two of the same, or how that'll work. They didn't specify here from what I could gather. But if it works anything like Admech Canticles, which admittedly are round by round as opposed to the whole battle, but if it's anything like that and you happen to have the ability to do a double canticle, if you get two of the same, you just they don't stack. That's all you got, if I remember correctly. But they did show off a couple of them here. So you got Spirit of the Martyr. When a model with this sacred rite is destroyed, roll 1d6 before removing the model from play. On a 5-up, that model can either shoot with one of its ranged weapons as if it were your shooting phase, or make one attack with one of its melee weapons as if it were the fight phase. And it does specify if it has a damage table, use the bottom row of that table when shooting or resolving, depending on whether you're ranged or melee. So basically, just as you're about to kick the bucket, you say, fuck you, put up the middle finger, and you give them one more go. And then they also showed off the Passion. When resolving an attack made with a melee weapon by a model with this sacred rite, an unmodified hit roll of 6 scores 1 additional hit. So you basically get exploding 6s on melee. Now, that's going to be great with Arcoflagellants and stuff. Probably not going to be as useful if you're primarily running mostly Sisters, as they're probably not going to be they're not going to be terrible in combat, but they're going to probably be fairly average. So you're not going to probably want to get into combat too often. Between the two they showed off, Spirit of the Martyr might come in handy more often, but it is only on a 5-up, so, it's hard to say. Admittedly, the extra additional hit can come in handy when you're doing it. So we'll have to see how powerful they are in close combat to begin with, I guess. Then they also showed off some other abilities here, like Shield of Faith. Now, this one I've got some, personally, I have mixed feelings on. Shield of Faith, models in this unit have a 6-up invulnerable save. And in addition, one model in this unit can attempt to resist one psychic power in your opponent's psychic phase by taking a Deny the Witch test, if that model is within 24 inches of the model manifesting. But you only get to roll 1d6 instead of 2d6. The reason I'm just mildly salty about this, and I emphasize very, very mild, very light salt here, is because of the fact that the Admech, that's kind of their whole shtick, is almost army-wide, pretty close anyways, almost army-wide. You have a 6-up invulnerable save, but you don't have any way to deny psychic stuff. You have no way to deny the witch unless you're running Grya, in which case you have to spend CP to use an ability that may not even work. It's not an automatic deny the witch. It's a, all right, you could pick, and you only get to pick it once, So if you have, multiple psychic powers you're going to be targeted by, you get to pick one dude to try and deny one thing, and that's it. And once again, it might not even work. You might have just spent CP for fun. I've had that happen plenty of times, personally. So it's great when it works. It's garbage when it doesn't. So I get, once again, obviously the whole witch hunter religious, bullshit makes sense to have the ability to combat psychers through Deny the Witch. But getting that 6-up invuln on top of that, like I said, I'm just mildly salty. My hope, honestly, is with this whole 2.0 revival bullshit that they got going on, is that once they get around to Admech, that they're going to kind of go back to 7th edition, where Admech had, I think it was a 6-up Feel No Pain, which, in my mind anyways, makes more sense than the 6-up invuln functionality-wise. So, But we'll see. Admittedly, nowadays, AdMech are a lot more powerful since the chapter approved and since changes made to, you know, Knights. And also, while I personally haven't tried them, I've heard that, you know, with the Scorpius platform, especially with the Belarus energy cannon, they're pretty fucking baller. So, and then we also have the Zealot ability, which does specify here. It says Death Cult Assassins and Penitent Engines. It doesn't mention anybody else, so, but I would guess that some other models might have this ability. But when resolving an attack made with a melee weapon by a model in this unit, you can reroll the hit roll if that model's unit made a charge move, was charged, or performed a heroic intervention this turn. So, you know, being able to reroll your hits, and it doesn't say failed hits either, so you can, if you've got, like, the exploding sixes thing, you can go fishing for sixes by doing this whole thing, so. But yeah, they got some pretty cool shit there. They supposedly over the week at some point, they're also going to show off Warlord trait stuff, relic stratagems, and then Order Convictions, which I think is, like, their chapter, basically. But yeah, so we'll see what that how that all pans out. But overall, I think that this release is looking pretty fucking cool. You know, like I said, a lot of people are salty about the Miracle Dice thing, but I think you're gonna find overall that yes, this is going to give them some crazy powerful flexibility in the game. But I don't think we're gonna have them sitting here because. I mean, yeah, there's some of those conditions are fairly easy to accomplish. Yeah, well, I shouldn't even necessarily say fairly easy. They're going to probably, since there's four different conditions, they're going to probably happen fairly frequently throughout the battle overall. But, you know, it's you're going to have to still weigh when you're going to use. You might use that six to do something that you think is really good. And then your enemy's going to do something that makes you go, fuck, I wish I had that six. So there's going to be a lot of balances and stuff to it, I suspect, overall. It's definitely a powerful ability. We'll wait and see. Maybe it'll turn out to be total bullshit, and it definitely, you know, OPs the shit out of them. I think, personally, like I said, depending on their overall stats and capabilities, you know, without that special feature, will kind of determine whether that makes them OP or not. If they could have survived without it, they're going to definitely be OP. And if they can't survive without it, well, then it's going to depend on just what the difference is. If we're talking going from, you know, wet fucking paper bag to, you know, just a full-on mountain that cannot be moved, then all right, that might be a little much, but we'll just have to see. So, but overall, I think that's all for this week, guys. You know, once again, sorry this took so long. Hoping that won't be a common occurrence here in the future. As a side note, this is hopefully, assuming that everything works and stuff, this will be the last episode with my janky ass microphone, which is even missing a screw from it now, so it's all like falling out of the little cradle and stuff that holds it up. My new microphone finally arrived just before finishing up this recording, so hopefully next week's episode will sound a hell of a lot better. That's the intention and plan, anyway. So, but yeah, so. As always, guys, you know, make sure to hit me up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/theRegimentalVoxPodcast. You can hit me up on Patreon, patreon.com/RegimentalVoxPodcast, or no, The Regimental Vox. Damn, it's been a while since I even logged into that. patreon.com/TheRegimentalVox. My apologies. And then actually, as a side note, too, started doing some commission painting stuff again, so you can check out Danger Close Painting Studios on Facebook, and you know, if you're looking to get some shit done. So, but anywho, guys, that's it for me for this week. I will catch you all later. This is Caleb Meyer signing off for the evening. Have a wonderful week, everyone.